There was a jacuzzi in the hotel room. That's why I got it, because there was a full-on jacuzzi in the hotel room, stand-up shower, king-size bed with rose petals on the bed, mirrors everywhere so you can watch yourself get after it. Like, it was, it was definitely a hotel. And I didn't realize, like, I didn't realize it at first, and then I got there, and I was like, yeah, I should have known better.
All right. Episode 123 of the Fair Enough Podcast, take two. Little rusty. Coming back from basically a July break.
Right, yeah.
Boys got a lot of shit going on in July. July is a, you don't fucking stop in July. It's pretty much once June starts, you don't stop until the end of July, and then things settle back down again because it's fucking football season.
Yeah, it is. It is football season.
And if you're listening to this on Thursday, I believe we have our first NFL game of the young season on Thursday.
Yeah. Yours
truly.
The
Hall of Fame. Yeah, with the Bears. Is it Thursday or Friday?
I believe it's Thursday. Thursday, yeah, the Bears-Texans, I think. That's the game.
Yep. Bob in Detroit, Mike in Chicago, Jack in Detroit. Caleb Williams not playing, I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard also. I'm glad.
Nope, bogus. I'm pissed.
Why?
Because get rid of preseason games if we're not going to play the guys that we're waiting to see. This is one of the guy everybody's waiting to see, and he's not playing?
You no, can't I don't disagree with you.
You can't be happy about it as a Bears fan. I don't care what you say.
No, I absolutely am. I don't give a fuck if he goes out week one and throws fucking 10 for 30 with two interceptions and we lose the game. I'm not trying to see my guy get hurt in preseason. I don't give a fuck if he doesn't play a whole snap in the preseason, let alone fucking multiple drives. Like, I would like to see what he's got, but also fuck that. I'd rather him fucking go through the growing pains in the actual season if he's gonna be our guy. This isn't like
you're
an
good
experiment. This is
you don't need any, you need nothing. You're already all set.
I'd like to see him play like maybe two drives throughout the preseason.
Yep. See what the boy can do.
Yeah. Just a couple easy throws, fucking actually see some real live fucking opposition. And that's it, dude. And after that, I don't give a shit. We got a cakewalk of a schedule to start the year, kind of. Fucking, hopefully we can squeak by with defense the first 2 weeks. And then he gets better. I don't care. I'm not trying to see him die week one and fuck up his whole career.
I just picture you and your brother on the couch watching it, and he just completes like a 3 yard out. You're like, that's our guy. Get him off the field. Yeah.
But perfect. Honestly, though, perfect. Yeah, get him out.
Throw.
Yeah,
get him out.
Run, run, fucking first down, three and out, or whatever. Got done. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I generally wouldn't care.
That's our guy.
It's our guy.
They should get rid of that shit. I don't like it one bit.
Preseason games?
Yeah, it's dumb as fuck. I agreed with Aaron. It's so dumb that I agreed with Aaron Rodgers the other day for the first time in my whole life. He said they're stupid as fuck.
Yeah, they are. He's right. They should just do joint practices. Every report that comes out of joint practices, guys are like, oh, yeah, this is incredible. I'm so glad that we do these. They're better than preseason games. Because they are, because they're still like regular speed, but then they can slow it down. They don't let things get like wacky. Like the field is anything can happen out there. But on the practice field, and there's coaches everywhere, it's like, all right.
It's a lot easier to protect players, too.
And exactly.
Yeah. There's just really no need for preseason at this point.
Sounds like we're losing a game for sure, though, in the next couple seasons here. Sounds like we're going to 18 and going down to 2 preseason.
Oh, you're saying 19 weeks then?
Yep. Maybe 20 weeks, because if they throw in 18 games – because Rod Wood was actually the Lions president was on the ticket because they were at training camp this morning, and he was kind of talk about it, and he was like, "We're pretty much in favor of going to 18 games." He's like, "It's just we're probably going to do by week number 2, everybody in the league gets that week off, so it's even. So like everybody kind of has their own first bye week, then the second bye week would be." All right, week 12, nobody's playing.
That's fair. And then that would be the scenario that Joe Burrow said, that you put the Super Bowl the day before President's Day. That's why everyone gets the fucking week or the day after off. It kind of makes it a 2-day holiday type of thing.
God,
don't people already get a week off? for the All-Star bullshit that they do now?
What do you mean? No, you have to play your game. That's in between. It's in between Super Bowl week.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, so that's yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
and then they were saying,
I like that though. Burrow, even Burrow said, makes sense.
Burrow also said something about like putting the Pro Bowl like after the regular season or some shit like that. Like, which it's like, just get rid of the Pro Bowl too. Honestly, at this point.
Nobody's tuning in.
They're playing mini games, bro. Like, they're playing flag football and playing darts. Like, what the fuck do I care about this? There's no. Oh, they're playing dodgeball. Why do we care about professional football players playing fucking dodgeball? No one cares. Get rid of it.
It goes right back to your first sentiment. Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
If you get hurt playing dodgeball, it's going to be a Joel Zumaya Guitar Hero situation all over again.
Seriously, though. That's like when Corey Crawford, he fell down the stairs at a bar, missed 20 games. Broke his hand or some shit like that.
20 games.
It was severe. It was significant.
Had one too many tequila sodas.
I mean, yeah, I think it was after the 2013 season. So he was coming off of a fucking Stanley Cup and he was partying, dude. The guy's a right. Fucking hillbilly. Love it.
Yeah, I get that. And I hope that our guys would do the same, you know?
Yeah.
You want to lose one to a party foul.
So I know we want to talk a lot, probably a little bit about football here, but I feel like it would be doing a disservice to the fans and to each other to not talk about the last 2-3 weeks as a whole with like,
oh, 100%.
Why we haven't recorded, what people getting stranded, this, that, and the other thing. So yeah, I think it'd be smart if we just kind of went a little overview of our July essentially.
No, I think we should too. I miss you guys. It feels like it's been 10 years since we've seen each other. I don't know when we've seen each other last, Jack. I don't really remember. Was it when I picked Max up?
You didn't. I dropped him off.
Oh, yeah, you dropped him off.
It was when you dropped him off. Yeah, I fucking babysitted Bob's dog for 2 months.
Yeah, almost a full week.
Or babysat. My bad.
I was gonna correct you, but I didn't want to be a dick. I didn't want to be an asshole.
Babysitted. That's we can use that.
That was kind of what you've been doing this July, is hanging out with Max.
Yeah, dude, it was so great though. I swear to God, every time I'm with Max, I'm like, dude, why do I not go for more walks? And then the second he's gone, no walks.
Yep. No, it's true. Because every time you get home from one of those walks, you're like, damn, I feel great. Like, you're tired, but you do feel really good after taking a little neighborhood walk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. I hate it because then I'm like, you know, in the morning, I got to get up and fucking take the dog out.
Yeah.
I'm like, this fucking sucks every time. And I bitch and moan about it. But then you're right. You get back inside and you're like, you know what? What a great start to my morning. Just went for a walk.
Or even just getting home. It's like, all right, fuck, I got to take him out to go piss before work. And then when you come home, it's like, all right, somebody's here that is psyched to see me.
Yeah.
You know, it's good therapy.
Yeah, it's never a bad time. Never a bad time.
But Jack, you've been pretty much just playing a bunch of golf all July.
All I've done is golf. Yeah, like Tyler, the Creator.
I love that.
I love to golf.
I love that.
What have you been doing, Michael?
Well,
did you go to any concerts or like, what have you been doing? I have no idea, actually.
So my life has been weirdly like, I came to a screeching halt. So the week that, so what was it? 2 weeks ago when we had all the tornadoes, right?
Yeah.
And I was, so the reason, the first 2 weeks ago, we didn't record.
3 weeks, I had, think.
Three Tuesdays ago. Whatever. But the first week we didn't record was because we had tornadoes hit down around us and our power was out for literally 3.5 days. So, that week just sat in the dark. We actually ended up getting a generator so we can watch TV and shit. I stayed at a hotel, the one room. But the Thursday before that, I'm golfing with Jeffrey and I was kind of feeling a little bit sore and it was like, I was like, fuck it, I'll play. Stretched, my back was feeling a little sore, not like my body. Back. 11th hole, par 3, like 140 yards. over the water. I try to take a nice, easy swing, and I just dropped to the ground. Like, I fucked my back up bad, like, legit. And I was like, and Jeff was like, dude, did you just blow your knee out again? I was like, dude, no, I can't move right now. And I, like, just sat there. So I, like, pulled something in my back, causing my sciatic nerve to fucking act up. So I'm, like, not able to move for, like, literally. So, and then that lasted, like, a whole week and a half, dude. So, like, I was, not only was I not doing shit, I was, like, laboring, trying to, like, get my back together, which, thankfully, it's almost back to normal. I still got that, like, that pain down my thigh or my, like, my... through my leg a little bit, but yeah, so I've been doing nothing. I haven't gone to concerts, nothing. I went to Wisconsin once, sat on a boat and just sat in the water trying to, like, ease my back a little bit.
Yep.
I've done absolutely fucking nothing.
Not shit besides that, hey?
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. I played golf Sunday, but I also played, so on Thursday, I went and played a short nine hole, because I was like, we had a round set up for like a month in advance for like eight dudes to go play on Sunday. Yep. And it was Thursday, and I'm like, man, I got to go see if I can swing a fucking club before I just go and spend $75 or I fuck over our squad, you know, and like, you know, I don't show up. So I played nine on Thursday, felt okay, played Sunday. But, yeah, I mean, my life has been kind of weird, though. That it's kind of sucked, where it's like I've still, like, gone out and got hammered and shit. But, like, it's like me sitting in a chair drinking, watching people do shit, you know?
Damn.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty brutal. I'm not going to lie. It was, I would say, equivalent, if not worse than tearing my ACL.
For pain-wise?
Yeah, like the consistency of the pain. Obviously, the surgery and like the lack of like power in my leg trumps that. But right. like the initial pain plus the fucking like just overall just like bop bop bop. It was probably worse than the ACL, no joke, which is crazy to say.
Damn.
Yeah.
So it brought you right to the ground.
Oh, legit. Like I like followed through and like Yeah, pretzeled, like, right to my knees. Couldn't get up. Had to use my fucking club as, like, a cane to get to the cart.
Just shot, like, pain right up your whole back?
Oh, yeah. No, like, just my lower back straight down my entire leg. Like, it felt like my lower back was broken, and then it felt like someone was stabbing me in the ass cheek and cutting me through my the back of my leg.
God, just burning.
Oh, yeah, it was so much, like, it was the fucking worst.
Damn.
But yeah.
Moral of the story, stretch it out, I guess. I don't know what you can do about that, really.
I mean, in reality, like, yeah, well, lose a couple of pounds.
Out there, just lose a couple. See what it does for you.
I mean, for me, at least. For me, it's, hey, I'm a little overweight, you know, putting pressure on my back, and I don't swing a golf club probably properly all the way. You know, I'm probably doing something wrong somewhere along the way, getting, you know, and it's putting tension on places it shouldn't put, you know?
Yeah, you definitely swing like an asshole. Yeah, he swings like an asshole. that's 100% true.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? I see first of all, fuck both of you.
You swing like you're trying to put it over the green monster every time.
So, first of all, fuck both of you. Secondly, there's plenty of good golfers out there that don't have a traditional swing, so I'm not worried about that. I just gotta slow down and not try to swing hard.
Yeah, but Matthew Wolf hits it 325 down the dick.
I was talking recreational, not Matthew Wolf. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about Jim Furyk with his fucking crazy hands. Like, no.
I also don't think it's as black and white as just traditional, and then you're in the non-traditional swing. You swing like somebody hitting a baseball. That's like a whole different, that's not non-traditional, that's you're swinging like you're hitting a baseball, not like you're hitting a golf ball.
Yeah, I've played had 1,000 ABs in baseball and have never hurt my fucking back, so suck my balls.
Regardless, your hands, Michael, his hands finish in front of his face like this. Like that. That's how your hands
pointing towards right field.
Doesn't even go through. Yeah,
that's not even true. That's not true, and also that's just because I don't turn my hands over properly enough.
Regardless, though, Michael, you need to tell Bob what your preferred method was to solve your back problems.
Yeah, I gotta lose a little bit of weight. What the fuck?
Oh, no, no, no. About the hotel room.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So I had we had no power, so my back was hurting, and I got a hotel room, and it was a fuck hotel room. Like, it was for a couple to go and just defile. There was a jacuzzi in the hotel room. That's why I got it, because there was a full-on jacuzzi in the hotel room, stand-up shower, fucking king-size bed with rose petals on the bed, mirrors everywhere so you can watch yourself get after it. Like, it was... It was definitely a fuck hotel, and I didn't realize it at first. And then I got there, and I was like, "Yeah, yeah, I should have known better." It's called like the Comfort Lodge, like, you know,
with the C-U-M.
But they like sold like bottles of champagne when you checked in. They were like, "Do you want a bottle of champagne?" Like, it was there. It was there to go and do dirty things at.
So you were like Harry and Lloyd in Dumb and Dumber, but it was just you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like the heart-shaped jacuzzi.
Pretty much, dude. Yeah. I mean, it was great though. I stayed in it for like 40 minutes, got high as shit, passed out. It was fucking wonderful.
I was going to say, it sounds like it would be a great time.
Yeah, it was. Especially if I was getting my fucking pee-pee wet.
Yeah, it would have been cooler.
Alas, I did not.
Alas. Still a good trip, though. I mean, still a good trip.
it was like $100 for the night. Like, I think it was like $120 after everything, which it's like, that's really not bad for a room.
Yeah, I'm going to need the contact to this place when we're done here.
You got to come to the fucking southwest suburbs.
That's fine.
Chicago. Okay.
Gotcha. Honey, we're taking a trip. And you ain't going to like it.
One of you guys got to get away from the mic or something. Did you hear that, Bob?
No, I didn't like hear that.
Oh, maybe it's me tripping. I'm sorry. Anyways, now that you've heard my very boring injured life, let's talk about how you have been just traversing the country for the last fucking month.
Yep, I've been gallivanting, and it's only going to get worse from here on out.
Jesus.
Because me. I'm going to be in Dallas in October, Houston November, Dominican December.
What the fuck are you going to Houston for?
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's slow down here.
So I have been in the sales contest for about a month now, but it's like whoever sells the most new business into Lions gets to go on the trip with like the managers and stuff to Houston for the Sunday night game with clients. And I won. I just heard on Friday.
You're fucking kidding.
No. So I'm going to Houston November 10th, Sunday night football, CJ Stroud in Houston.
With clients. That is clients the coolest and, fucking thing I've ever heard.
And man, I can't wait. Like, no. Nobody gets a plus one. Nobody gets a plus one.
Which, I mean, I understand that because it's obviously, it is what it is, but yep. It's still. It's
if
like,
there was a plus one, I better have gotten a text Friday afternoon.
It's tough. I probably was going to take James for a wedding present if I would have gotten a plus one because he's obviously a big Stroud guy.
See, that's dumb. I'm going to tell you why that's dumb.
And I'll tell you why after Mike tells you why.
Yep, I like that. State your case.
You bring your significant other. If you're with clients, you bring your significant unless you're trying to get like hammered drunk after, that you want to show them you're a family man, that you got good morals, but also that you kind of, you know, you fuck around a little bit, you know, but like it makes you look good when you have like your confidant with you. You know, you don't bring
your
one
shit
of your boys.
Together.
Exactly. It makes you look good. I'm saying, yeah. I mean, if there were plans to go out afterwards and like party it up, then okay, maybe you leave her home and then you bring one of the boys, but I don't know.
But if your half is, I feel like you're right. If your half is a much better half, always bring your much better half with you.
Yeah. But like when you're dealing with people that you don't know or, you know, in the professional world, I always think that makes you look a little bit better.
Persuasive.
Yeah.
What do you got, Jack? What's your rebuttal here?
No, I thought Mike was going to pitch himself. I was going to
Well, yeah, but you're his brother who lives very close, and that's actually something that would be legit. Pitching me is just, that would just maybe be selfish.
I thought you were going to be like, come on.
No. I mean, I think he owes me
everything. That's the level of debate I was up for.
I think he owes me something like that, but I don't think, no, I'm not that arrogant.
I owe him a trip. I owe Michael a little trip. We'll take a trip.
I would like to take a trip because you guys, like, all the boys' trips you do are, like, now that you're doing this lion shit, it's like, I just don't want to do those, you know? But I would like to take a trip. No, I know, but it's like, I'd rather just go see, like, an out-of-market game, like a, not necessarily out-of-market, but like a, you know, not a Chicago or a Detroit game, and go see, like, a Sunday night or Monday night game.
Like, Sunday night football, Colts, Chiefs, and Indy?
I have a really dumb question.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Like, I'd be more intrigued. What's up, Jack?
What is the cheapest Super Bowl ticket that you can buy? Like, $5,000?
I think it depends on where you're at, but it's probably in that range.
I think right around that range would be right, yep.
I bet you last year, because it was in Vegas, I bet you it was steeper than that.
Yep. This year's New Orleans probably still going to be a little steep.
Dude, that's so sick.
Maybe not as steep, though. But yeah, New Orleans is, I've heard, a good time for any activity, football-wise.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds about okay. Right.
What about like a conference championship? Because I'm trying to think of, because there's a bunch of games that we could go to and have a mutual interest in. You know, there's got to
be. Well, like, you're talking about, like, last year at the Lions, or, like, the Lions game, I bet you can get in that game for $500.
Yeah, but again, I'm talking trip-wise. Yeah Lions-Niners probably was doable.
I'm talking, like, ticket price, though, not trip-wise. Like, we're talking tickets here.
Yeah. But I just mean something that you would also be into, unless an NFC championship game. I guess, yeah, you have skin.
And honestly, NFC, I mean, even Lions, Niners, like that, I would go to if it's the NFC Championship game. I'm not going to week 6 in fucking Dallas, though. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to it. I don't need to go to that. So
week 1 in Kansas City.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, I don't fucking care about that.
Yeah, that's just a big fucked alliance. I love it.
That's us, Bob, going to Bears-Panthers week 7.
Yeah.
It's just not going
to
happen.
Doesn't yank my chain. I like to think that Cowboys and Lions is a little bit more intriguing than Bears-Panthers, but it's probably not to a Bears fan. It's probably the same shit.
That is a little intriguing just for the location. I would like to go to Dallas.
Yeah, but the Cardinals' best game is still something I will not go to.
The Cardinals?
Yeah. Just like a team that I don't give a fuck about.
No, I'm not going to any other games.
There's something about the Dallas Cowboys that, like, it is more than just them. It's like
it's Jerry World.
Yeah.
It's the state fair the day before.
Yeah. I would love to go back to Dallas and actually, like, experience Dallas a little bit more than, like, what I did. I just went for work, and it's like, I think that'd be cool. But, like, to revolve the trip around a game that I don't give a fuck about, it's like, I'd rather save my shekels and go on a different trip.
I get it.
That's all.
But yeah, so we got football lined up all fall that we'll be going to. But I was in Florida and we left on Wednesday. The Microsoft shit happened on Friday. We were supposed to fly home Sunday. Trip was great. I love, if you get a chance to go to Fort Myers Beach, go. It's dope. They have cleaned up quick after the hurricane, too, which is wild. We were at Margaritaville, which is a resort right on the beach that was brought all the way down in the hurricane, and they already built it back up. We were in the pool on Friday. It's fucking wild. And this happened a couple years ago. I could have done all 5 days. I could have done 5 days and 8 nights at the Margaritaville Resort. That place is incredible. It's just waist high water, like 500 yards of it, and then just drinks are coming to you. And a DJ. That's all you need.
Love that.
It's such a great vacation. And then literally connected to, like, if you walk past these ropes, past the bar, you're on the beach and in the ocean. Like, it's right. It's literally on the pool is on the beach.
That's ridiculous.
Those are my favorite vacations. Like, I don't need to go. I don't need to get in a Jeep. I don't need to get in a rickshaw. Bring me to the pool and sit my ass down next to the beach and I'm good.
Nobody's rickshawing.
I don't want to do it. I have no interest in it.
I'm with you on that. Give me water, dude. That's all.
Yeah, it was a great time. Food. I mean, the seafood, like, I could eat shrimp down there all day. And I actually had some lobster and some crab, which I don't normally dive into. And I know that's rattling for you, Michael, but it was pretty bomb. It was bomb.
Oh, yeah. Dude, fuck me up a lobster, dude. I would be willing to, like, if I was able to make a trade-off, like, all right, you won't be allergic to shellfish, but you are going to die like 4 years earlier, I would make that trade.
Yeah?
Fuck you.
4 years? Nothing, yeah. What did you,
that's
what's
what I'm saying.
Off?
Like,
4 years is nothing. Shave it off. Shave it off the top.
Yeah, I mean, unless I'm dying at like 50, then yeah, okay, maybe I'll keep my fucking 10 years. But like, yeah, if I'm making it to old age, I would definitely take that trade, dude. To eat shrimp and fucking lobster, it's the only thing I would eat.
It'd be even better if they offered you what side of your life you wanted on. Like 0 to 4, I'm not remembering that. Like, start me at 5. I don't give a shit. Let me eat shellfish.
Yeah. I don't think you get a choice like that.
Yeah. I don't think that's how things
but
work.
But if you did, though, that's the way you do it.
Fuck 0 to 4. Fuck 0 to 19.
Yep, doesn't matter. None of it.
Doesn't matter.
Cancel it all. No, do high school. High school's fun.
Yeah, 0 to 14.
Yep.
All right, there we go. That makes a little more sense.
Because then you
and
get
then
to
let's
play
do
sports
drugs
and,
for 5 years and then
Drugs. Let's do harder drugs than we did last time. Let's run it. let's run it back differently.
Now we know we can go a little bit harder.
Yep. Now we know the limit, and we weren't even close.
Yeah, I am very alive. Shouldn't be.
No, let's get there. yes, bad. Drugs, Florida, good time. But so Sunday we got caught up in the Microsoft stuff. We're trying to leave. We get to the airport. Our flight got delayed 3 times. You remember when I called you, Jack? Did I call you when it got canceled, or did I call you after like the first delay or second delay?
We talked a couple times Sunday. I was trying to stay informed.
Yeah. Yep. So it got delayed 2 or 3 times, and then finally they were like, yep, your flight's canceled. So we're like, all right, fuck, we got to get on another flight. But you go to the Delta desk, and it's a 3-hour line. We waited in it for an hour, and we're like, this isn't working. So we ran over to the Spirit line, nobody in it. And we said, do you guys have any flights going to Detroit tomorrow? And they're like, yeah, we got one, and it's at noon, and it's available. So I don't know why people weren't jumping over to Delta, but everybody in line was obviously like trying to find a new flight, like, on the internet, but was having a lot of trouble because there really was nothing. But then we went over to the desk, and the Spirit people of all people fucking hooked us up fat immediately. So we just had to get a quick hotel room, which isn't ideal, but sounds like Delta's going to reimburse us back for that. They reimbursed me for the ticket. And then the Spirit flight was only $130. So it ended up working out okay. Dan and I went to Cracker Barrel. Good times there. Haven't been to one of those in a while.
I've never been. And
were you guys on Twitter while this was happening or no?
Yeah. I mean, I saw what was happening.
Fucking ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
Like, the stories that were coming out from the beginning, everybody was like, oh, it was 100% a hack. And then CloudStrike was like, no, it was us. Like, we done fucked up quite a bit.
So who is CloudStrike? Let's get into this a little bit, because I don't know what's going on behind the scenes here. I feel like
so CloudStrike is technically they're a cybersecurity company, and they manage a lot of different levels of firewalls for a lot of different companies. One of those companies, Microsoft. And specifically, they run a lot of their software on Windows applications. So anybody who uses Windows or hosts their websites on Windows platforms were ineligible for the entire duration of this. And essentially what happened is they rolled out released a patch to everybody all at once. Typically, when you're a company of that scale, you release patches at different times and also in different geographical locations. So you'll do, first of all, an internal rollout where all of your company's computers will get this new update and you'll use them for a day or 3 days or a week, whatever, make sure everything works, make sure there's no additional bugs or fuck ups or anything like that. And then you'll go, okay, we'll do a West Coast, a Central, a Northeast, a Southeast, Western Europe, Eastern Europe, you'll roll out this patch or update geographically, again, to ensure that it can handle the additional loads. So you'll go company, region, and then the full rollout happens. And that's why people do, like, you've heard of like beta updates and shit like that. They're making sure that whatever they're updating isn't going to fuck everything up. What CloudStrike did is they rolled out a patch to a previous update without testing it first, or without testing it extensively first. So the thing happened, they rolled it out, and then everybody at the same time got absolutely fucked. It happened like 1:52 a.m. on Thursday or something. But it happened in so many different places at the same time. Like, people couldn't play Xbox online Thursday night.
Because of Microsoft.
Yeah. Insanity. Like, at my work, I couldn't do a bunch of shit either, because all of our programs are hosted by Windows.
All I could think about when you said that was fucking in Big Daddy, when the kid throws the can of SpaghettiOs at the ground. He's like, Microsoft's down 3 points.
Yeah, they were down a lot of points. It was a great time to buy MSFT.
Damn. Yeah. And when was everything officially fixed?
It was fixed, I believe, Monday morning.
Okay.
Like, entirely the whole new rollout occurred. But they caught a lot of flack for this. CrowdStrike is going to definitely be punished. I mean, you cannot do that, dude.
I gotta imagine they're gonna get sued by Delta. I mean, Delta, like, everybody else is already suing Delta for all the shit that happened. So, like, I imagine Delta's gonna be like, hey, this wasn't on us. We're gonna try to get our money back too.
Right. And that's what it really comes down to, and I've seen people saying this for the past week or so, it's malpractice. And when you're a company that has that much control over our everyday lives, you have to make sure 1,000% you're doing this shit correctly. Because look what the fuck happens when you don't, bro. And it's almost embarrassing as a human race that we are that dependent. Like who put this all in process for this one company to have that much control over everything?
Yep. Crazy. We were talking about that the whole time. That's why we were just laughing after we left the Spirit desk, because it's like, we were just like, oh yeah, like Spirit just writes everything down the old school way. Like, they
they got a long
using Microsoft. Like that's why Spirit's like not affected.
Yeah,
we don't even know what Microsoft is.
The internet. You mean that World Wide Web shit?
Yeah, we're not using it. We do tickets over the phone.
I thought Y2K took that shit down.
That's hilarious. Yeah, it was messed up. So five of us were trying to leave on Sunday. Only one of us, the Bachelor, got on his plane and went home as scheduled. Everybody else waited a day, or in Evan's case, shout out to Ethan, he was stuck in Atlanta for 2 nights in the airport.
I mean, I guess 2 nights is, I probably would have gotten a fucking, I might have gotten a car and just drove it.
He couldn't, though. There were no cars.
Oh, there was no cars?
There were no rental cars because there were thousands of people in the airport. The rental cars were gone. There were no rental cars, and there were no hotels. There was nowhere to go.
See, I still would have tried. Well, yeah, okay, that's fair then. Because, like, I would, I mean, if you think it's going to be more than a day, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm just going to get in and then drive until I hear that I can get on a flight and stop at the nearest airport.
Yeah. I might have just bit the bullet and stayed at, like, the shittiest motel in Atlanta and just been, like, fucking hot and die. It is what it is, you know?
I agree with that, too.
Sleep on the floor.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And, like, not the videos of, like, moms with kids. Like, imagine, like, having a fucking family at the airport for 2 days. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, no,
that
would be
so much money to feed everybody.
Yeah.
A bagel's $15. In the airport.
Yeah, that's rough. That's bad.
That's just kind of how it goes. You know that going in. But yeah, fuck Microsoft. Go Sony. I'm pro Sony in the console wars.
Yeah, it is what it is. But good thing all you assholes got home safe.
Speaking of being pro Sony, I'm about to buy a PS5 because they won't let me install the new college football game on my PC.
You should wait until... Yeah. You should wait, though. Oh, if you want to play that game. But they're coming out with, like, a PS5 Pro in December.
Actually,
are they?
I don't think I can wait that long. I'm going to be
I can't either. Fuck.
That's a long time. I know, because I was looking to buy a PS5, and I was like, fuck it. And then so I'm like, I'm not going to, I don't know. Like, I'm not all hyped up.
How much are they going for?
They're $4.99, I think. Or they're $4.49 if you get, like, the one version. I think it's $4.99 for, like, the version everyone that you should get.
$3.89 at GameStop.
What'd you say?
Damn.
Oh, used, though.
No.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy a used one. Maybe.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're going to buy a used one, then, yeah, you probably, yeah, get it a little less. I just don't trust it sometimes, man. I bought a PS2. Granted, this is years of technological advancements, but I bought a PS2, like, 6 months ago from a games, or it's called a disc replay. That's what the one place is called around here. And it's the same exact thing. They have all used shit. And worked for like a week and then started scratching on my discs and fucking ruining my games. And I was like, if this wasn't $3 for this fucking game, I'd be very pissed off, man. Yeah, I was trying to beat Tiger Woods, dude.
Well, dude, I think what I'm going to do is downgrade my graphics card in my PC. I have a fucking $900 graphics card. And I'm going to downgrade it one tier and then with the savings buy a PS5 so I can play college football.
Smart. It's an incredible game. I highly recommend.
It's incredible. And football is the only fucking sport I know now. Like, I can't baseball. I can't talk about hockey. I can't talk about fucking basketball ever. I've never been able to. But I know more about football now than I think I've ever known about any sport at any time. And I need to play this fucking game.
Dude.
You're going to love it. It's addicting as fuck.
Bro, I can't believe they didn't roll it out on fucking PC. That's the most asinine move I've ever seen in my whole life.
It's crazy. I
mean, that's Big Pharma right there, dude. That's big.
It's Big Pharma. It's big oil getting at us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what that is. That's like, hey, you know what? We're going to come out with the most anticipated game literally ever, other than maybe GTA 6. You can't play it unless you buy the new console, so fuck off. Like,
it was a good move. We never saw it coming, except for like 6 months ago when they told us.
Yeah.
But at that point, they were all as expensive as they were going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have been seeing videos on TikTok about people saying that the game's like there's like a honeymoon phase with it. And then after a bit, you start realizing that the game's actually kind of trash.
That's every game ever.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to get bored of it at some point. Like, it's just the same thing over and over again. That's all it is. That's all every sports game is.
Yeah. You know?
It's not like playing a story game where there's something around the corner. Yeah, and we're even playing online. Like, we're doing the Dynasty thing, but, you know, after 5 or 6 seasons, I'm going to be like, all right, I'm all set on this for a minute. That's just any game.
Wait, yeah, who's got it that you're playing with, Bob?
Me, Gary, James, Evan, Drew, Hayden, Dan are all in a Dynasty 7.
He's saying, how are you playing it?
Yeah, I didn't.
What console are you playing on?
Gary bought a PS5, and Jamo bought an Xbox One. Yep.
No shit.
Yeah. But you can't play cross-platform on Dynasty.
Whoa.
I got a question for you guys.
I got answers.
Is food better when it's served on the newspaper paper, like basket of fries, basket of chicken fingers? You know what I'm saying? Like the newspaper paper.
Is it better?
Or is it better or does it not matter?
Don't matter a fucking lick to me.
It matters. I want a club sandwich on the newspaper paper.
It's so good. It's so much better on the newspaper paper. I don't know why. Wings, too. Yes,
wings
it is.
Wings as well.
No way, dude.
Yeah, I promise. I just had a, it was shrimp down in Florida.
What? You think they got flavored? You got special paper down in Florida they flavored? Is that what it is?
It's not about the way that it tastes. It's the type of establishment that it takes to buy newspaper paper and serve it to you.
Okay, so you're talking, you're saying like cause and effect here. You're not just saying physically the taste. You're just assuming that it's okay. If I'm going to a place that has the newspaper paper, you think the quality of the food is better.
Who's going to be better? If you were,
okay. So
who's going to be better? Studies have not been done, but will be conducted by me.
What I thought you meant was you take the exact same burgers, you put one on the paper, the other one on the other paper.
No. And
that's why I was like, what are you fucking
if you wrap a McChicken in newspaper paper, it does not change the flavor. Okay. It is still a McChicken. No.
All right. As long as we're – okay, then, yeah, I get what you're saying. It's definitely – it's a status thing.
It is.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I was actually – so I went to the Tigers game today. And
oh, nice.
We did – tell me what you guys think about this move. We went to a, like, brunch place basically before. Mm-hmm. And they had a pretty large cocktail menu. And I went with a 10:30 a.m. margarita. Thoughts and feelings on that.
I'm anti on that. I'm not a giant margarita guy in general. I'm more of like a frozen strawberry margarita. So like just normal lime, non-frozen margaritas don't push the button. So I'm out on that. If you got like a bloody or a mimosa even, I would be more on board. But the margarita, not for dad.
Our digital guy next to me got a bloody. Mm-hmm. But I got there after him. So his bloody was already ordered. So I didn't know what he ordered. But he was like, yeah, this bloody's incredible. And I'm like, fuck.
Fuck, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Because I'm not like necessarily a bloody guy, but if somebody tells me that one's good, I'll always get it. And I'll fall for that every time.
And there's something different about like, okay, like say you're debating between two things and you pick the one and you're like a little disappointed. You could be like, oh, what could have been? But it's even double timed when the other guy you're with gets the second option and you're a little disappointed. He's like, this is the best thing I've ever got. You're like, it makes it that much worse because you're like
I knew it was going to be. I knew that it was going to be the best thing ever. I fucked up the second I spoke words to the waiter.
Yeah. And you're like, motherfucker. But when the other guy has it, you're like, I can't even justify this anymore.
Fuck, marry, kill, bloody, Mimo, screwdriver.
Wow, see, that's a tough one because screwdriver and Mimo are so similar but yet so different. Like,
what's a different breakfast alcohol?
No, I think that's accurate. I think those are the
staples,
three.
I feel like.
I think those are definitely the staples. I would say, can I ask a caveat or is it just like a per one? Is it like, oh, I'm drinking multiple of these? Like, this is all you can have for a day? Or is it like, just, hey, your best versus my best.
Well, I'm saying one drink, you're at brunch, and you're going somewhere after this.
All right.
You so only got one drink.
I would say bloody.
Mary bloody?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. No. So I'm going to go fuck bloodies, marry the mimosa, kill the screwdriver.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I love a bloody every once in a while, but if I'm going tried and true, a Mimo is especially a good one.
Yeah.
is next level.
It's not like a whole fucking meal. It's like, oh, I just had a drink. I can possibly have two, maybe three if I'm quick enough.
It's refreshing. And it's, yeah, you're right. It's like, yeah, I mean, the bubbles will eventually catch up to you if you have a whole vase of Nemo. But
yeah,
if you only have one or two, then you're in the clear. And those are going to be delicious drinks and actually go well with what you're eating. Because normally I don't like eating and drinking alcohol at the same time.
I agree. And also, I was going to say that too, is that like the Bloody's almost a substitution for part of the meal, where the Mimo is just like an additive. You know what I mean? It's like it's your sidecar, where the Bloody is the main attraction when it comes
Bloody,
to
Bloody, yeah. Because if like the Bloodies that I like are the cute, I want a bachelorette party Bloody.
Yeah, I want a burger in my Bloody. Yeah,
yeah, put the most absurd shit of all time, all the meat you got back there, put it in my Bloody. I want.
Yeah, I agree.
And I want to dip the pickle in there. I want to dip the bacon in there.
All right. Speaking Bloodies, and I've actually never done this, but I do have a take on it. What do you think about like a Bloody Mary bar where you go build your own?
And
say they have all the accoutrement. They have everything. Like they have like the real cute shit, the normal shit. They have everything you can think of.
Where are we? Are we at like a tapas bar? Are we at like a golf outing? Where are we for this?
It's Sunday at noon, and the Bears are about to kick off, and they have a build your own Bloody special. And it's a bar that is, it's not like a dive bar, because you don't want to, it's not like somber, it's uppity. It's like everyone in there is a Bears fan, and it's like, go hard.
I'm always going to try one if there's a bar.
Okay.
I'm always going to try one, but I'm never going to have more than one.
No, ever. No. So I'm saying like where you literally go build your own.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go build one for myself because I always like seeing if I can like make one that really knocks my dick off. Okay. I never do it. Never once have I accomplished that, but
I love that.
I like the Bloody Mary bar in the sense of it's a community special, I think. When you're up there rubbing elbows with somebody that you don't know and you're like, oh, you're going to add the bacon? Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to add the bacon. All right, well, let's go hang out. Have a beer or something, you know? It's kind of that for me. It's the camaraderie that a Bloody Mary bar brings, and I like to try and see if I can do one, which I never
can. I'm not going to lie to you, Bob. I didn't think you were going to be able to make a Bloody Mary bar so romantic. That was beautiful.
Well, it's true, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's how it goes
up there.
I could run through a brick wall after listening to you say that, bro.
Let's go get a couple.
Yeah. All right. Because I was going to say, because I've never been, I feel like it would be nerve-wracking to me because I feel like I would go up there and I'd fuck it up and I'd miss one of the easy ones. Like, oh, like this hot sauce, like where I'm like, and then I have this.
The vodka? Just,
yeah. Then I have just all this tomato juice.
I think Mike's over there eating SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I got this red cup with like all the goofy shit, but none of the actual right flavor and shit that you need to go with.
It's tough. I don't know. Like there must be a class that they're taking at bartender school on how to make a Bloody, because I've tried a million times and I'm like, oh, I like it spicy. And then I put the spice in there and it's like, oh, this tastes like dog shit. Like, what did I do wrong? You know, like some disconnect in my brain where it just doesn't happen. Right.
Well, dude. So, I mean, if you're ever going to just get pre-mixed Bloody Mary, dude, anytime you get Zing Zang, you can never go wrong. You just get the Zing Zang. And then you fucking put a little vodka. And then if you want to add some shit, that's where you got to trial and error. But at least overall with the Zing Zang, you'll at least be in okay shape, I feel like.
No, you're right. And I typically, when places are like, we got Zing Zang, then you're like, all right, this is going to be a good Bloody. The other ones, I don't trust.
Yeah.
They could be great. Sometimes they're great, but you can't trust it all the way at the beginning.
If they promote it, they're like, oh, house-made Bloody Mary mix. If they have like a sign saying that, I'm going to try and trust it.
For sure.
If it's just on the menu and it's nowhere else in the bar and it just says house-made Bloody Mary mix, that's the one I'm staying away from.
Yep. Or, yeah, it says like, this is Tommy's Bloody Mary mix. It's like, dude. Yeah. It's Tommy's last name, Zing Zang. Yes. What?
Oh yeah.
I'm the only one here that's
yeah.
Delt Beverages.
Yeah, but you were like a fucking, you were like a country club bartender, dude. You weren't even a real bartender.
He was shining shoes half the time.
I was shining shoes half the time. Dude, but I was a good bartender. I was.
I'm sure the old men kept it pretty fucking simple. Hey, let me get a Miller Lite. Let me get a Busch Light.
Right. No, no, no. These were country club folks. Dude, if I had a dollar for every fucking old fashioned I made,
oh,
I could buy the goddamn country club. And I made a lot of Bloody Marys as well. We always had Saturday morning events and shit. A lot of Bloody Marys. A lot of easy drinks as well. A lot of Miller Lites.
Did you use Zing Zang?
I was saying, did you guys have a pre?
No, we had the short stubby bottle, something with a B. Bruise? Brutes?
Sounds bad.
It's
never heard of it.
It sounds brutes. I don't know. I never tried it. I'm not a Bloody Mary guy, but.
Have you ever had one?
Have I ever tried one? Yes.
Yeah. You got to have a good one. I think that's.
I'm not a tomato juice guy or whatever the fuck they put in that shit.
Then you're never going to like it.
I'm not really either, though, but on a Bloody Mary, I can, with the right accoutrement, you can make it right.
Yeah, if I were to have one, it better have a whole cheeseburger inside.
Yeah, I think that's consensus at this show. Cheeseburger in the Bloody.
Yeah. Just a half. Just half a cheeseburger. Or, give me half.
I like when you put Baconator. I like when they like put like little like rolled up meats like pepperoni, salami. I like that.
Ooh. Damn, breaking news on the Fair Enough podcast.
What's that?
DJ Moore and the Bears have just agreed to a 4-year, $110 million extension, $82 million guaranteed. Bears lock up the boy.
I love that because he's the heart. He's our Amon Ra. Like, he is the heart and soul of that offense in terms of like motivation and like just this, you know, the guy, you know.
It's only been here for a year. It's not clicking without DJ Moore in the lineup? Like, this year it would be a wash.
No, I think it would work because the Allen and Odunze would be like guys that can just produce off of sheer talent, but I don't think it would be as smooth, you know what I mean? And the clutchness, I think, would be gone. Like, he's clutch, you know?
Yeah.
He breaks tackles. So I think it would still click because the guys around him, but, like, if it was, you know, if we didn't have one of the other guys, I think it'd be no bueno.
Yeah. No, and that's something. And we saw it in the playoffs. Like, when we needed to ice the Rams, it was 3rd and 5. We could have ran the football and basically, like, ended the game. Or it was actually, I think it was 1st down.
Yeah, it was something. I know what you're talking about.
It was 1st or 2nd, but we needed 5 yards, and yeah, we threw a hitch to Amon Ra, and he caught it and sealed the game. But that's, you need those guys in big moments on third down or when their back's against the wall, and not everybody can do that.
Yeah, especially, I mean, not to like bring up a loss, which was heartbreaking, is like 2 4th downs in the NFC Championship game. You go to Josh Reynolds and you don't go to Amon Ra, you know? Yeah. Where it's like, it is what it is, but it's like, you know, you gotta have that guy because he is that guy.
I can guarantee you that mistake won't happen again, but in fairness to Josh Reynolds, the guy was fucking lights out for 19 games last year.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, you can't
fucked off in one game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't be too mad,
but that's cool. I'm glad.
That's huge for the Bears.
Absolutely. That's very huge.
So thoughts, things coming out of training camp before we wrap up here. I was just going to do a little training camp talk. I don't know if you've heard anything that's going on or anything like sexy, anything shitty.
No, I haven't really seen anything too extensive, honestly. I haven't been paying attention either, so it's not like I'm trying. But anything I do see, it's always like the receivers fucking around. It always seems like those guys are meshing pretty well. So other than that, I don't really have much on it. I'm not even going to lie to you and say I do.
I've been seeing a lot of Odunze stuff. It sounds like he's the guy that they thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
So far in camp, which is nice to hear. And then add DJ Moore for 4 more years on top of it. You guys have those two locked up. That's what more could you ask for if you're Caleb Williams?
Yeah, no shit. Especially if you can keep Keenan Allen around for cheap for another year at least, just one more, you know? Like, you don't get much better to start your career. That's for fuck sure.
Yep. The talk in Lions camp, it's the same as it's been the last 2 years. Jameson Williams can't take a step without somebody reporting it. I mean, the guy is fucking like, everything that guy does, people are like, all right, this could be it. This is the year. And I hope it is. I think that it's going to be the year for him to kind of break out. Everything that the coaches have been saying, like, it's been glowing reviews. He's a way different guy than he was last year. You know, he's in a lot better shape. He's stronger, bigger, faster. So, we need somebody to step into the two role. We got nobody in the two role. It's his to lose. So I'm glad that he took it seriously this offseason and sounds like he's been putting the work in. But yeah, other than that, it's really DJ Reader won't be ready for game one, which sucks. He's still coming off a torn hamstring, I believe it is, which is fucking tough. I can't imagine how brutal that injury is to come back from. And then John Kaminsky went down, one of our backup D linemen today, which sucks. He's such like a – it feels like he's such a good locker room guy, and when you need somebody on the D line, he's always ready to go. He tore his MCL today, which fucking sucks.
Oof.
So might be looking for a little bit more D line help once people start getting cut in training camp here. But all in all, we're going to find out a lot more in the next week.
Yeah.
Bears play this week. Lions play next week. I'll be at training camp on Friday this week, so I'll get to see the boys up close and personal. And nice. Then we'll get to report back next week, hopefully after a Bears win. 3-0 in the preseason, 0-17 in the regular season.
Shut the fuck up.
Anything else? 23, Michael Jordan was 23, I think.
That was a pretty good one. I think LeBron was 23 for a little bit. Two good ones.
Yep.
Devin Hester.
LeMickey Mouse. Hall of Famer. Ooh, Devin Hester's a good one. CMC?
Yeah, and in San Fran, I believe he was 22 in Cat. Or yeah,
I think you're right.
I don't think I'm wrong. 22, I think he's 22 right now. Or is he 23?
I think he's 23 right now.
All right, I gotta look this up real quick, dude.
Okay, Jerry Jacobs was number 23. He was the horrible corner for the Lions that just kept getting burned, and we kept him on the field.
Yeah, he was Philip Kurashev wore 23. Yeah, McCaffrey's 23 right now. You're right. Anybody else, bud?
Baseball players? Why is Delmon Young? Why do I think Delmon Young was 23?
That is a wild name drop.
Was Howie Kendrick 23? I don't know why. These are guys that are popping into my head.
No, Howie Kendrick was 48. That's confirmed. Or no?
Okay,
that's
so he's true. Goofy. I knew he had a goofy number for baseball.
I don't know. There's got to be some fucking big names in baseball. Ryan Sandberg was 23.
I feel like not much for hockey.
He's not Asian, but he looks Asian on the Stars.
Justin Roberts?
Yeah. Robertson?
I feel like Robertson. I think you're right. I think he might be 21.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Why is 23 not a hockey number? It seems like it should be. It's right in the middle there.
Maybe it was like outlawed, or not outlawed, but like retired by like the league or something. I doubt it. It's not even worth the research to look that up. That was just
don't look into it. Do not look into it. Just assume it was retired.
Yeah.
It was definitely retired. I think it's just kind of what we've talked about a million times on this podcast, but guys in hockey are going the way of the 90s and the 80s and 74 or whatever fucking goofy high number that they
do. Yeah, it's weird.
The days of 19 and 14 are dead.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially on the original six teams because they're
on. Isn't DeBrinket 23 right now for the Wings?
He's 93.
Oh, yeah, 93. I'll shut the fuck up. All right. Yep.
So when we get there, we'll 70 episodes from now. Remember to bring it.
All right.
All right. That was episode 123. Thank you for catching up with us. We're going to be back now. It's football season. We got to get back in the fucking saddle. And I'm psyched. We will see everybody next week. Happy Hall of Fame game week. We love you guys. Peace.